One thing about music, when it hits, you feel no pain. Nice. Unless it's bad music.
It's a beautiful day in the Gulch. I don't think we're going to hear any bad music today. We're about to pull up on this Russian Recording Fest. At, you guessed it,
Russian recording
here in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Yeah. The sun is beating down, surprisingly.
It's kind of
a cool fall day in certain respects. But in other respects, it's a dog day of summer.
It's a juicy September. It's a perfect juicy September day. Cool in the shade. But you can still go to the beach if you want. But not us today. We're gonna go see some local music and some national music.
Yeah, regional for
regional.
Sure.
Regional. And we're gonna just, you
and we're
know,
just gonna stand around.
Be seen by the seen, heard by the heard. We're going to enjoy
and be tasted by the tastemakers.
Yeah.
Oh man, I think
that was a praying mantis.
We gotta get a pic of that.
Alright, I'll take a pic.
A pic.
Dude. I just invented a new slang. Let me get a pic.
It's pretty hard. There's music coming from that side.
I think it's just reverberating off of these storage lockers.
Oh, you're right. That's fascinating. Oh, yeah, you're totally right.
As we round this dumpster, we're walking past these storage lockers in this dumpster called Self-Storage Specialist. Yeah. I don't really feel bad for a praying mantis that gets squashed.
Why not?
Because they kill their lover after they consummate the deal.
Well, one person... Yeah, I guess I don't have a firm rebuttal to that.
You're either a killer... Like,
if you're a praying mantis, you're either a killer or you get killed.
Live by the sword, die by the sword.
Yeah.
Man. What band do you think he's playing right now?
I think it might be Yuki.
Oh, I've never heard them before.
Look at this snowmobile.
Yeah, it's an old rusted out truck with a snowmobile in the back. We're crossing this like little bridge here.
It's closed.
It's a closed bridge.
I wonder why it's closed. I've never had a problem with it.
Yeah, I wondered about that too. I wonder if people like just barrel through and maybe cross the beeline too fast, because they put those speed bumps there too. When a lot of times when I'm riding my bike, this building with the big angel on the side of it,
yeah,
like cars can kind of just pop up there really quickly.
Yeah.
Hey man, you got a matcha with lemon juice.
Yep.
What is that like?
It's good. You want to
try it?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
It's refreshing.
Yeah. There's no inflammatory sugar. No inflammatory milk. Pure matcha.
You like
and
took
lemon.
Something really healthy like matcha.
And I made it
and
even
you made
healthier.
It even healthier. You invented one of the healthiest drinks.
I optimized.
Yeah, you didn't invent, you just sort of
I tinkered.
Enhanced.
I'm a tinkerer.
Yeah. Look at this. This car looks crazy. There's all these cars missing engines and stuff.
Take a
picture.
Yeah.
Nice.
That looks cool.
Yeah, so we'll go up in here. Maybe we could interview Mike or something. He'll probably be busy.
I'm sure. Yeah, but I we'll see.
We'll see.
He'll probably be really busy. This is a huge, huge day-long commitment.
Yeah, he's gonna be running around.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to check it out. This is like a long time coming. He like bought this house next to the place and ripped it down.
Yeah.
And looks like maybe the one next to it even too needs to be done as well.
He got barricades.
Yeah, he's got barricades. We got some upland. So I heard that word on the street is Murder by Death dropped.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I wonder why they dropped. Look at that
Corvette. All I can do is wonder.
All I can do.
I would say I would speculate, but I think I'm going to choose wonder instead.
Yeah, speculating is a little bit presumptuous.
For sure. But yeah, I you know, in the face of speculation, I choose wonder. And you're going to a Pearl Jam concert after this.
Yeah,
you just have a day of music ahead of you.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Pearl Jam for the first time. I was been a big fan for a while. Ever since a boy.
Ever since you were a boy, you've been a fan of Pearl Jam.
And even a man too.
Hey, what's up? Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
I think we should be like...
Do you have tickets?
No, we should be on the list. Mike asked us to podcast here, so...
Oh yeah, no, for sure. So the list is at the other entrance.
Oh, okay.
But now, I'm gonna walk them through.
Okay, yeah.
Because I know that, yeah, you can call me.
Okay, thanks. I see.
How's it going today, Lana?
It's been going good, yeah. I can't believe it's like already almost 2. I'm on the like 10 to 4 volunteer show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Hi!
Hey, Anna.
Hi! Hi. Hi.
Yeah, fair enough. It's
been a little chaotic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. A little chaotic. Oh, look, they have multiple seats.
Jeff Andrews will help you out over there.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Jeff.
I know. What's
Jack
up?
Man.
You look good.
What's up? I was told to admit you.
Thanks. Oh, I'd love to be admitted by you.
You can tell them that we have some mic rack, some literal actual mic rack space. Yo.
Hey.
Hey, what up?
At entrance.
Right.
How's your day been going?
It's been pretty good. I was here for quite a bit of yesterday. I got here pretty early this morning. I'm giving back to my community.
I'm telling my
beautiful.
No, I'm kidding. All right,
what
thanks,
a great
man.
Community event. Yeah.
I had a Fender Rumble.
How are you feeling?
I feel good. Yeah.
That's it, good. Did you sleep?
I slept well, because we started so early that...
No one wanted to go out?
No, we went out, but we ended, like, early, on the early side of things. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. That's cool, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Does this say door guy?
Yes.
With the sunglasses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it says specialist.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can... What you specialize in is up to the context.
Yeah.
But... Contextually, your security or your crew for sure.
I'm definitely crew. Yeah. You guys gonna record an ep?
Yeah.
We are right now.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
We're unconsensually recording you right now.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I trust you guys.
Good.
Hello. Good. Oh, look who it is.
Here comes trouble.
It's Ali.
Yeah. Love it.
Hey, Ali, what's up?
He's sick of you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get him to say something into the microphone.
Hey, Ollie, do you want to see a picture of yourself?
Oh, you didn't get wrapped.
Hey. Yeah, we're recording.
We're recording.
Cool. What do you need?
We don't need it. Yeah, what do you got? Start spitting.
Should have been with me earlier at the animal sanctuary.
Yeah, what was that place?
It's in French Lick.
Really?
And you can buy different, like, you can just drive your car through it, or you can buy the wagon tour.
Yeah.
Or, like, on his birthday or something, you can pick an animal and do, like, almost like that you just hang out with the animal and learn about it, and he'll get to play with, like, a baby otter or something.
Yeah, that would be good.
We've got some camels today.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Crazy. What are you guys doing?
We're recording.
Oh, cool.
We're doing our show.
Get a shirt. Hell yeah.
Thank you. Has a band played?
Yeah.
We just got here, too. Yeah, we should just post up somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You're mine.
Yeah, this is a busy thing.
Look, they have like two stages.
Yeah, so. They do. Hey.
Hey, Paterinos.
How's it going?
It's okay, how are you?
Good, yeah. Yeah, we're...
We're recording.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hello, Radioland.
Yeah. To Bloomington.
9/11 was an outside job.
Oh, whoa. I'm glad you took a stance, one way or the other. I've been wondering how you felt about that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Good. Glad we cleared that. Glad we cleared the air.
Rife with tension.
Yeah, we just pulled up. We rolled right in.
I'm a patriot, so...
What's this right here? You got, like, a photo drop?
Yeah. Do the Gulch Boys want to take a pic?
Yeah, I'll take a pic. What is it,
They're taking... We don't want to get in theirs.
Oh, my bad. It looks kind of like a prom streamers or something.
Yeah. It's tassel.
It's tassel.
I was saying it was my hair yesterday, and a child was like, no, it's not, over and over.
Aw, well, your hair's just as beautiful and shiny.
Have you guys seen any bands yet?
Okay, I haven't
or heard them.
I heard a band for a couple minutes.
I've been here since 9, so I've...
Whoa,
yeah.
Really early.
Heard them.
Are they going to do anything with that stage?
Yeah. That stage?
I think it's supposed to go like back
Brenda's
and forth.
Brenda's friend is, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
so
nice.
We're in a good spot for that.
No, yeah. I was going to find her
nice.
As well.
Oh, they're on this stage?
I think Brenda's friend is on that stage. But I don't know. Let me look at this sketch a little bit. Very
nice.
Hey, Damien.
What's going on? Not much, you know.
You got a walkie-talkie?
Yeah, you got a walkie-talkie? Aging, I don't know.
Who's on the other line?
Yeah.
Me, Mike, Kyle, Dan, and Nick on the stage, and that might be it.
Oh, nice.
They've come in handy today, though, like big time. Because it'll be like, somebody's like way over there, and somebody's way over there, which like text each other.
Yeah.
Or scream.
Yeah.
Yeah, the grounds are expanding. It seems.
Well, they are, because all of that stuff is like this scooter place. But this guy's been like cool about letting us just use his shit for our stuff.
What's up with the scooter place right here? It's just like it's just like,
I don't know, really.
I always just see a bunch of scooters.
I think it's just a scooter like station. There's always a bunch of them. They charge them in there, maybe. I don't know.
It's just a charging station?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know it was officially that for a while.
Seems sketchy.
Yeah, because before it was just like, you know how like, you know, Lime scooters and shit like that?
Yeah.
Are just like everywhere.
Yeah, it could be like some guy with a pickup truck who has access to that building.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Just charging as many as he can. In
yeah, who just like rents it out to do that. I still see people like, there isn't people like pull up in like a sketchy way on a spot and then you're like,
yeah.
What's this person doing? And then they're just like loading scooters or something.
Yeah I've definitely seen that and I'm like, it looks like they're doing something illegal, but they're not.
Yeah,
they're doing a service to the community.
Just
actually
doing their thing.
I don't want to go that far.
Well,
you're right.
Well, I don't know. Is it community service if you're getting paid?
It's harm reduction, I think.
Yeah.
And I think you can get paid for a community service.
Yeah, you definitely can.
Like this?
Well, I think if you're, like, ordered to do community service,
then you don't get paid. But I think you could do something nice for the community.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a service.
That's true. You know, make money. We need to get rid of the connotation that community service is for like people who have fucked up.
Yeah, it's not for criminals.
Yeah.
It's quite the opposite.
It's civic duty.
Yeah.
How was that bachelor party?
It was actually pretty tame. I mean, it was fun. Yeah.
Did you drink a lot of bourbon?
I drank a little bit. I hate bourbon. I drank enough bourbon. But the bourbon part, the bourbon tours were fun.
But were they really? My mom always talks about those, and I'm just like, yeah, that seems like it'd be fun to do, but I'm always just like, I don't know if I'd really want to do that.
I didn't think it would be fun, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It depends on the scale. You know, I learned about corn. I saw the
about
Willy
corn?
Wonka. Yeah, they use corn in bourbon. Hmm. They use corn and rye and barley. Yeah.
I feel like that's like an old, like cowboy thing if, like, they'd be like, we've got some corn liquor.
Grain alcohol. Yeah. It becomes moonshine. It's moonshine first. Oh, the coolest thing that happened is she sprayed moonshine on her hands, and when we clapped, it smelled like corn.
Whoa, nice. Whoa.
Vulture. Turkey vulture.
Yeah.
When we clapped, it smelled like corn, and we rubbed our hands together, it smelled like wheat.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It becomes like corn flour.
Well, it was water. It was alcohol that she sprayed on her hands.
Oh.
Like, I think, like, the hand sanitizer from Cardinal... I wonder if it would have done the same thing.
Yeah. Rainbow still has a ton of that stuff.
Yeah, I still see it around everywhere.
Yeah, because it's like everybody just like stocked up.
Yeah.
And like it takes if you're using a sprayer, it takes forever to go through that stuff.
Yeah. And I just I've been sanitizing my hands at a much reduced rate since 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would be around for a while.
I still sanitize my hands as much as I did in 2020. It's like a habit that I kept.
Yeah.
But, like, it makes your hands taste really bad. Like, if you
suck in your thumb a lot or something.
All right, so check it out. Sometimes I'll go to the gas station, get, like, a little bag of, like, Cheetos or something.
Yeah.
Then what do you do when you eat a bag of Cheetos at the end?
You lick your fingers.
It's gross. It's an inconvenient truth.
Yeah.
But it's happens.
I can say with absolute truth that I don't do that. I don't lick my fingers.
I believe you. Yeah. I believe you.
Yeah.
But I think
most people do, and there's nothing wrong with it.
It's
but it
disgusting.
Is so, it is so... Yeah, it's so gross to me. Or it'd be like, there's almost no part of your body that is as gross as your fingertips.
Yeah. And oddly enough, it really took hand sanitizer for me to realize that. Where, like, I think I'm making my hands cleaner, but then when I put my hand in my mouth, it tastes so bad because of this residue.
Well, you have made your hands
whatever.
Cleaner. It's probably good, in a way. It's probably better to...
Maybe part of... Maybe hand sanitizer is dual purpose. Stick with me. Stick with me here. Okay. So hand sanitizer keeps your hands clean, but it also discourages you from putting your gross hands in your mouth.
That's right.
Yeah, it's an anti-Pavlovian response. Yeah. Like you stop drooling when you get the stimulus.
Well, so this is kind of what happened. So instead of licking my fingers when I eat the Cheez-Its or Cheetos now, is I'll just put more hand sanitizer on over the...
And just rub,
and
rub,
just rub
the
cheese
in
with the hand sanitizer in.
Encase it?
Yeah.
You know what you should do is just have a bin, and every time you eat Cheetos, go like this. Like, you know how, like, when you have a weed grinder and you let the dust build up?
Do that with your
Cheeto
And then you can buy Funyuns and then roll them in your Cheeto dust once a month.
Or like you're doing, like homemade onion rings or something, and you're like... This is a great idea.
Yeah. Oh, and you could do it with all the guys at work, too, every time.
Get everyone to collect their Cheeto dust in one big bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing, Jack? Everything good?
Everything's great.
Nice.
Swimmingly.
I think Jack needs a walkie-talkie.
Yeah. Dude.
Oh, you know,
someone said, come over here.
They said Kyle, come over here.
Oh, yeah.
Been going on, dude?
He's just right over there. He's like, yeah, 10 feet away.
We're gonna use the photo wall. Oh, okay. You're worried about Brad.
I better keep checking.
Okay.
Stuff.
Yeah, us too. All right. It's hard to find a good spot to stand where we aren't.
I like this spot right here.
Right here by the trash.
Well, do you want to go to the other side, see what band's playing?
I don't think a band's playing anymore because there's no music.
Well, there's like a DJ playing or something.
Yeah. But yeah, we should go over there. Hey, Gabe.
Hey, what's up? How you doing? Long time no see. Long time no see, indeed. I saw Janelle at the program.
Oh, nice.
It's like in and out real quick, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm back around, good. I guess. Yeah.
Like now or for a while?
Like for a while.
Nice.
Indefinitely.
Wow.
Figuring some shit out.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Welcome back.
Is this live?
It is live.
Yeah, we're recording right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, sorry. That was without consent. But
it's all good.
I felt like...
consent.
Hey, man, it's announced. Gabe's back.
Yeah.
Whenever this drop, it'll be, you know, it'll have already happened, mm-hmm. but it'll still be accurate.
It'll still be true.
Yeah, still be true
yeah.
when this comes out.
And indefinitely true.
Definitely and notice. Indefinitely. Yeah.
Good.
Well, why can I leave you guys to this?
Okay, thanks. Hey, but if you come up with something good to say, we're live. Yeah.
The whole day?
For about 40 more minutes. Yeah. It's open. Yeah. Open mic. All right. Yeah, you want to go to the yard? Let's check out the yard.
Let's roll.
Yeah.
I think we might have to go. Oh, wait, no, we can go around this way.
Yeah. Oh, there is. It is gated off. I had McDonald's for lunch today.
What did you?
I had a Big Mac and 6 McNuggets. Honey mustard. What about you? What's your McDonald's order?
Like 2 McChickens.
Yeah.
2 McChickens.
I think they put too much mayonnaise
What's
on the McChickens.
Man? What's up, man? How you doing?
You think you put too much mayonnaise on the McChickens?
I think McDonald's does. When I say they, I think there's too much.
But that's better than having too little. You can just squeeze it off.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but it's usually like I don't realize there's too much mayonnaise on it until I'm too far gone. Yeah, until I'm about halfway, at least. But yeah, it is better than too little, but just right, that would be best.
That's all we're looking for.
Yeah.
Is that really too hard? But you have so much mayonnaise on, it goes too quick, because you got that lubrication.
Exactly.
But, yeah. Look, you've eaten a whole chicken. And a gallon of mayo.
Yeah, old McDonald's farm. Yeah, are we in an illegal zone?
I think if you pass that barrier, you'll be illegal.
I'm not looking to break down any barriers.
Literally.
How was
your fest?
How was Monon Day?
Yeah.
Monon Day was sick.
It looked awesome. It was a good time.
Yeah.
I was expecting to have a good time, but it far exceeded that. It was good. It was great.
Awesome.
Speaking of which, have you ever had... Yeah, this is me bringing in the mayo music.
But
have you had wacky buns?
Yes,
it's fucking great.
I love wacky buns.
They came out.
Yeah,
and like you just call them and they'll show up.
Yeah,
they're like as long as we're making money, we'll stay.
Yeah.
Oh, so we told everybody we're like, please. It was like 4:00. Please go get a burger, but everyone did. This fuck. I think they made bang and. It's something about having a food truck that makes it feel legit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
everyone
an event
was in the
for
streets.
Sure.
It was fucking great.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
Then some, the neighbors, they weren't kids. They were like people older than me, but they had a mobile half pipe. They brought that out on the street. So this is like a fucking block party. It was great.
That's awesome, man. Time. Yeah, I feel like this is, that's good. That's good. And I feel like this is the season where all this stuff happens all the time. Like, yeah. Well, end of summer, early fall.
Try to make the most of it.
Yeah, it's
you
good.
You got this
good
window of time. Well, I think some people try to use this window of time where it's like, still good weather and kids are back.
Right.
But I don't fucking cater to the kids.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't come to shit.
Yeah.
So, but it is good weather. And I think people are trying to make the most of it before it gets shitty out. Also, this year was like the first year since the pandemic that people have been not as apprehensive.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
And like a lot of shows really haven't been canceled.
Right.
And so I think people are excited to get out and also kind of trying to make up for lost time.
Definitely, yeah.
But it, as an audience person or like putting shows on, man, it's fucking nonstop.
Yeah.
It's always something. You're missing something all the time.
Yeah, that's a good problem
like
to have.
The true spiritual and the true bump, the true big bump where everybody's feeling good.
Yeah, they need a beer doggy door. Oh, they could have. What I would have done, well, they all had them. I would have had one guy go over and have the other guy pass it.
Yeah, protect the beer. They probably lost it now.
Yeah. You want to try to go over to the yard?
Yeah, let's go over to
We're going to go over to the yard to check out.
You want to talk to people?
The stage. We'll
probably
let them
go back there. No one gives a shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you want to?
I want to follow
What's
the
your
rules.
Main goal?
My main goal is to soak up the vibes.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I feel like if I want to do that, I need to take the scenic route.
Yeah. Right. But I will say that if you want to get back there, now might be a good time because maybe later is going to be more chaotic.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it doesn't matter, though.
Yeah, now is the time. I'm going to go around front.
Okay.
Are you going to come?
Yeah.
He's like, I ain't going to do that.
You want to say hi?
Yeah. I'll say
that
hi.
Was good. Yeah. Nice breeze.
Oh, yeah. It feels awesome. Yeah, this weather's perfect.
Well, you have three tickets, right? All right. I think they finally reached the
I like when there's an event like this in Bloomington. It makes me feel like kind of like happy to live here.
Yeah, I feel ya.
I think it's really positive.
I agree. Yeah. Water cooler talk.
I like talking to Tim, he's cool.
Yeah.
Did you go to Monande?
No.
I wanted to, I can't remember why I didn't go.
I had some dumb excuse too.
I had dumb excuse.
Your work's gonna be cut out for you on the radio edit this episode.
Oh yeah, lots of swearing, but you know, I actually like swearing.
I know you
I'll
do.
Welcome
you. It's clearly it's jovial swearing.
Yeah, that's the best kind.
Yeah.
It's like
used for empathetic displays of joy.
Yeah, yeah.
An F-bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I think it's good to be able to control your swearing, but if you're like no cussing all the time, there's a certain
it's like
a liveliness that's
The vibe is off and. And it's gonna, what's the word? Like when you do retention, the next time you.
Oh, then it all.
Yeah.
It will just explode out.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
You'll just be shooting cuss words across the room.
Yeah, I quit cussing.
Adjusting.
Like, I quit cussing in, like, you know, last December.
Right.
And ever since then.
I'm against vulgarity, I think.
You're against vulgarity?
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm against vulgarity.
I'm not against it. But I like beauty. And I like I like the vulgar.
I've hung out with like some people that like really like saying stuff about their wiener and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't really like it either. I like to, like, when someone says something about their wiener, and then I like to say something about, like, a rose or, like, time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know.
I think that stuff's okay, too, but it has to be used sparingly.
Oh, here comes Mike.
Like, trouble.
He's going to introduce Brenda's friend. 20-year anniversary. I prepared a very big speech. It's very, very big.
Nice. We got this speech.
Very big. Bigger than all the speeches.
But, I know, in posterity.
I think that the performance you're about to hear is much better. And so I'd love to introduce Brenda's friend in a moment. I want to comment mostly on their outfits and how they match the amp. That's not planned, and I love it.
That's so typical that what you'd count on is our outfits.
Oh, my God. Canceled. And, well, not yet.
Just wait till the end of the night.
Yeah. And so this is a very special performance because Amy is the director of Girls Rock. And
hey, Baron, what's up?
What's up, going? Yeah, we're live. Recording. You guys, anything good to say? No.
We kicked off the event. It's pretty amazing.
We can also edit anything later. After
as the chief groundskeeper,
the times have changed.
Hereby give you both permission to litter.
That happened yesterday.
Thank you.
At the very last moment, we had a.
Is this a communal intentionality thing?
No, this is just volunteering for Mike against my will.
Yeah, nothing intentional about that.
Stick them to 1,000 event cards. We work really hard, so please pick one up.
You can
look at
see
it.
We're keeping the shit out of the ground.
All the times
yeah,
and,
I
oh,
can't.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So it's very useful.
I thought that was a piece of trash, but I think it's like a sprinkler something.
And, it's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
This is
it's all
awesome,
trash.
And I'm glad you're all here. This entire area here is...
what's Mike saying?
There for you to enjoy, but it is hot, so...
He probably doesn't even
shade
know.
Is over there, if you're interested. And I ran out of things to say, and this is not as short as I was hoping. Brenda's friend!
Thank you, Mike. If Aaron wants to borrow this sun hat, Peter Shaw, feel free.
Oh, they want Pete to put the hat on?
Sun hat, up for grabs.
Thank you for having us.
Not for you, you already
have a hat. I was something before, I don't know what it was, but maybe like 4
retirement party for her old teacher.
Oh, okay.
Okay, can I have a little more? our vocal in the monitor, please. Same for me. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I didn't know till I got here that Murder by Death canceled.
Yeah, Murder by Death dropped.
Do you know the reason? We didn't want to speculate.
I don't know. I think they just said there were circumstances beyond their control.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could go up there and do it. Maybe you could go up there and do a set.
Well, apparently us volunteers have unlimited access to the drinks here. So,
so we'll see what happens.
I could after a few Pepsis. I'll think it's great.
Ah, they were delicious meatballs. Yeah. Big, really big, nice and nice.
All right, that's all you got.
That's Brian, a good community member.
Yeah, an intentional community member too. Members of the community. This place is jam-packed with members of the community.
Intentional.
Make room.
Intentional too.
Everyone here is here intentionally.
Yeah, and communally.
And communally, and as a community member.
Young and old.
In the bank of well, nostalgia,
doesn't matter if you're 5 or 55.
Or 5 months.
Yes.
Some of the children might not be here intentionally.
No, they are here.
They lack agency a bit. Children.
Typically. I mean, I think if they really didn't want to go, maybe they could find their parents could find a babysitter. But I think they're having fun.
Yeah, these kids look like they're having an awesome time. Running around.
Yeah, playing tag.
Yeah. You recorded in Russian, right? Did Laughing Gas record in Russian?
Yeah. Yeah, I have good memories of that time. Yeah. Yeah.
I've never recorded there before. Here before. I've been in there, though. You
what
know?
Was Cora doing in here when, like, Aaron was in town? You remember hanging out here?
Yeah, and Jacob was here.
Yeah, I guess it was Buck.
No, it was... They were writing Cora's demos for his new Americana project.
Yeah.
Cora Puckett Band. Yeah, I was there. I helped do a little songwriting session with them.
Oh yeah, what he alluded to that. What did you do?
I basically just got really, really drunk.
No, I mean, but what was the outcome? You can tell me what you did, but I'm more interested in the outcome.
Well, we got really drunk and we wrote this song and we listened to it the next day and the lyrics were ridiculous and terrible.
Yeah.
Something about gambling and the devil and stuff.
Yeah.
And we listened to it the next day and we were like, oh man, no. But eventually like some good stuff came out of it. I feel like that's kind of like maybe how's you gotta let yourself write and do dumb stuff to get to the good stuff.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And I think his project turned out really well, and it's gonna be really good when it comes out.
Yeah, people try to think. People try to make you think that. Well, there's two schools of thought. Some people say first thought, best thought, and that's true sometimes.
Yeah.
But in other instances,
sincere
first thought were and you should think about how your artistic output will be perceived.
This seems like a lot of work.
Yeah,
a little, yeah, a little.
I think everyone I know in town is involved. So thanks.
Yeah, Amy's right. I'm shocked by the amount of volunteers.
Yeah, I think there's like
I would almost be offended if we weren't asked to podcast at this.
Whoa. Who would have thought?
We were originally asked to do the dunk tank. I haven't even seen a
podcast. It seems like the dunk tank idea just...
It didn't happen. Yeah. They probably couldn't find anyone that would agree to
Because
be dunked.
I feel like the dunk tank is for like your vice principal at school, like at at your school's carnival. Wow, you're taking Brian's advice to heart.
Well, I was going to throw this cigarette, but I'm down. But yeah. I'm gonna throw it away.
Like to be in a, I like this song. To be in a dunk tank, you kind of have to be a guy who like people think is a little bit annoying, but they don't hate him.
Yeah,
but you have to be a little bit antagonistic.
I feel like we were, that's what made us like prime dunk tank guys.
Yeah.
They're like, who's some guys that we know, but we find a bit annoying, and we like to dunk them.
Yeah. And we're too self-aware to fall into that trap.
Yeah. But not self-aware enough to not be doing this. You gotta be right in the middle.
Yeah.
I wonder which concert I'll like better, this one or Pearl Jam?
You'll probably like them both for
different reasons.
Yeah.
I'm at this very intentional community event, and then I'm gonna go to the super corporate sort of global event later.
At this one you're surrounded by everyone you know. At the next one you won't be around anyone you know.
Yeah.
Except for your brother and his three friends.
Yeah, it's too bright out still. It's like 2:00.
Look at this huge fish my dad caught this morning.
Whoa. That's like 4 feet long.
I know. The angle makes it look even bigger because it makes him look tiny.
Yeah, it's like holding it way up.
Yeah.
Where is he in like Florida?
That's his house, yeah.
Oh. Does he catch fish all the time like
that? Yeah. Not like that. That's the biggest one.
That's
ever.
The biggest one he's ever caught. Well, I'm happy for your dad. That's pretty exciting.
Thanks, yeah. It seems like
Does he do like catch and release?
Yeah.
This is another new one.
He keeps some of them too, I assume. I would.
Yeah, I would like to keep.
I would catch and keep. This what we do is kind of like catch and release.
Yeah. We sort of force people to talk to us, and then we let them go.
Dude, and people have been coming. We haven't forced anyone to talk to us.
That's true.
Oh.
At Record Store Day, I tried to force people to talk to us, and
we're learning. We've learned a lot this summer.
It's been a long summer.
Yeah. Yeah, Guys Month was really a turning point, I think.
Yeah, sort of a Kairos moment.
Yeah. Around to the other side to see what's going over there.
Sure. Is that Major Murphy?
Yeah, that's Major.
They're really good. That's an awesome band.
That's Major.
That's Major.
Oh, we should check out the porta potties.
Okay. So they're yellow and they look really clean.
Yeah, I wonder if they've been used yet. I don't think this one's been... No, I think it's been used.
It looks pretty clean.
Yeah. Have these been used yet?
Yeah, I saw somebody come out of that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not keeping track.
I think... No, this one's been
that
used
one's
too.
Been... Yeah. Yeah.
I bet all
someone
three
blasted
have been
that
used.
One.
Which one would you go to? Which one would you be drawn to?
I like this side one. Because I don't want to be in between two people going at once.
Yeah. Ooh, what are you eating?
It is...
If you don't mind me asking.
It's some kind of pasta and some salad that Ryan and Toby made.
Oh, is it volunteer food?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's volunteer food.
It looks good.
You guys having fun?
Yeah, are you? Good.
Got some
coffee.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
I'm gonna go sit down and drink this. Eat this.
Sounds like a plan.
So how old is Russian Recording today?
I guess it's 20 years old.
Really?
Yeah. Which doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up?
Maybe it's 10. I don't know.
Nah, it's got
20.
Be. Because I feel like I was just at one of these, even though it was like 5 years ago.
Well, that was probably 15.
Yeah, yeah. It must have been. Time really flies.
Yeah. What were you doing 20 years ago?
Let's see. I was 15.
Yeah.
And I was playing in... I was playing in a band called Aquaholic. It was kind
really?
Of like a pop punk band.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was like me and Wyatt and my friend Curtis.
Oh, I thought you had a different band with Wyatt and Curtis.
Yeah, I did.
What was that?
Your Uncle's Big Jungle.
No, but I thought there was a different one too. Like when...
Yeah, I did. There was Original Crown Jewels.
But when you were really little. I guess it was...
Oh, it was the Dromedaries.
Yeah, the Dromedaries.
When we were like 12.
Yeah. So it was after Dromedaries, it was Aquaholic.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've been in a bunch of really stupid bands. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. You've been keeping that streak going for a long time.
A long time.
Yeah.
Well, is Laughing Gas the only band that you've ever been in?
That's the only real band I've ever been in, yeah.
What about the one... I just listed a bunch of fake bands I was in.
Oh, yeah.
So
I was in I was in a really fake band in middle school.
What was that called?
Pop-Tarts for Bigfoot. Yeah. And that wasn't 20 years ago. That was more like 18 years ago. I think I was in 8th grade when we did that.
What was Pop-Tarts for Bigfoot like?
It was like a joke band. Like we were just like messing around in my friend's basement. There was scatting.
Wow.
And that was the joke. Is it was a band with scatting.
Oh wait, I think I remember.
I think I've shown you the videos. Yeah.
Yeah, I think yeah. It's good that there's recordings of it.
Yeah, because that was the MySpace era.
Yeah.
So it's like you could do that.
Yeah, I don't have recordings of that really early stuff.
And, well, I have, like, family videos of the really early stuff, like, where I would play, like, the talent show at, in the sixth grade talent show or whatever. And, but I haven't seen that stuff in many years. Because it was before the kind of digital explosion.
Yeah, you're old school.
Yeah.
You're an OG.
It was analog. 2001.
Well?
Was Pop-Tarts for Bigfoot the only one?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. You were in, like, one, like, band that was just, like, really silly and goofy, and then you were in, like, a band that's really good.
There's some silly aspects of Laughing Gas, I think. The name is funny.
Yeah. I always wondered about that name. Like, what... Like, were you into doing Laughing Gas at the time?
No.
Or did you just think that it was just kind of,
I
like...
I just thought it would be cool, because it, like, cool, it kind of sounds... Name. It kind of sounds hard and edgy,
but it's not.
Yeah. It's something you get at the dentist.
Yeah. Or from the bakery, or from the pantry at the coffee shop.
Laughing gas? From the pantry?
Nitrous oxide?
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, working in restaurants and stuff, sometimes guys would do nitrous in the walk-in cooler and stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's
it's not
that would
gas.
Contribute to the edginess of it. I'm saying the fact that you have it at the dentist makes it benign.
Yeah, that's true.
But that was, like, during a period where every punk band was just, like, named after a substance, like Lysol and Latex and there's a band called The Ointment and. Like, everything was soap.
Bath salts.
I've never heard of them.
No, I don't know. I was just listing. I was listing sort of like an ointment that could, or something that could be used as a drug, but it's like.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Maybe like banana peels, peanut skins. Is there a band called Peanut Skins?
No.
That's kind of a good, like, stinky punk band name.
I don't know if it
not
is.
Really.
That would be a good band if you were really stinky and barely punk, I think.
Yeah, it's not good. Man, I was at there's a bee buzzing around my head, and it reminds me, I was at Scenic View yesterday.
Oh, I went to
for
Scenic
brunch.
View last week. Anyway.
Was there 1,000 bees?
No. We sat inside.
There was, like, we were sitting on the patio, and there was literally, like, there was just, like, these open, like kind of sauce packets on the ground, and there was literally, like, 1,000 yellow jackets, like, just swarming the place.
Yeah.
It was, like, mildly unpleasant. But,
is brunch good?
Yeah, it was good. I had a burger. Yeah. Went to Yellowwood and sort of climbed through like a aquatic structure. It's like a dam or something. Yeah.
He did litter, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah.
I threw the cigarette you gave me on the ground.
Yeah. Even though...
On these grounds?
No, he picked it up.
I picked it up and I threw it away because
I
felt bad.
Yeah, you gave us express permission,
yeah.
But the judging eyes of our peers aren't as permissive.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
I'm not the keeper of all grounds. It's just within the fence, so you can definitely... Yeah. If you just want to pick up a whole barrel and throw it out there, I don't care.
Out in the street?
Yeah,
that would make the vibe more interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More rock and roll.
I'm not a good person. I just did this for the free raffle tickets.
Oh, what can you win in the raffle?
What are you spending your raffle on?
Oh, I used all of my tickets on the free recording time.
Nice.
Yeah.
You didn't want the residence box set?
Mm. No, I didn't. No. Yeah.
How much free recording time is it, the winner?
2 days.
Oh, whoa, that's really good.
And there's,
that's awesome.
There's 3 chances to win.
Yeah. Nice.
You should put your name in.
Yeah. And it's the raffle tickets, of course, they come in those strips of 2 where you keep one side to know what your numbers are.
Yeah.
So one of the blessings of volunteering is, especially for chiefs like me, we got a lot of raffle tickets. And then we were told, oh, you have to take them all apart individually.
Life is hard, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Volunteers don't get any respect. It's just work, work, work. No pay.
Yeah. Yeah.
How you doing?
All right, how's it going?
Making my rounds.
We're going to meet again at 4.
4?
Yeah. We'll see if it picks up.
Want to call it?
Trash.
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
All right. Well, check out Russian Recording if you ever need
to record stuff.
Yeah.